Yeah, Oisin, all good, all good. Excited about the big doubleheader on Saturday. It's going to be a brilliant, brilliant occasion. Obviously, you know, great credit must go to the Ulster Ladies Board and the Ulster Men's Board, you know, to set these two games up on the one day. You know, I think it's especially good for the Gaers, because obviously maybe they don't get the same exposure. So you'd imagine by then, going into the second half of the ladies final, there'll be a very, very large crowd gathering for the men. So hopefully it'll lead to two good results for Donegal.
Have you got your ticket yet, Tony? There's a clamour for tickets, so there is
just
this
about.
Week.
There's a scramble on. I've never seen anything like it. Oisin, it's brilliant. You know, listen, Ulster finals are big every year, no matter who's in them. You know, but I think the fact that obviously what happened in last year's Ulster final, and then you know us to win it, and Armagh then to go on and win an All Ireland. You know, to for the All Ireland champions, for us to be coming up against All Ireland champions in Ulster final, and you've added an incentive for them. They haven't won an Ulster title, I don't think since the early 2000s, you know, so that's probably hanging over them a bit. So it is just to the makings of a great day. So hopefully the weather will be good and it'll be a fantastic occasion Saturday.
Yeah, massive crowd. It's going to be a sellout. And listen, we're all hoping we get a really, really entertaining game. It was interesting. I was watching the highlights back from last year's final, the one that Donegal obviously won in penalties and the men's decider. And the rules have all changed since then. And looking how the championships panned out, yes, Armagh are definitely a better team than what they were when we met them in the league in Balbuffet earlier in the year. Who's these rules suiting the best now, do you feel, Tony?
That's a good question, Oisin. You know, I think obviously with teams that have 2-point shooters, as they call them now, they can kick scores from outside the arc, because you know before if a team had a 4 or 5 point lead going into the last 15 minutes, you know the game was more or less over. You know, you could game manage, you could close it down, you get everyone behind the ball. Whereas now, you know, a 10 point lead at half time, especially if there's a slight breeze, you can't say that the game is over. So, as regards between ourselves and Armagh, it's very, very difficult to call. You know, a lot of people were saying at the start of the year that Donegal were one of the favourites for the not alone the Ulster Championship but All Ireland. Now, to be fair, I thought they'd done enough against Derry in the first round. You know, at times Derry causes a wee bit of trouble, you know, goal chances in the first half, but we always seem to have a second gear, and it seems to be that same way against Monaghan and against Down. You know, we just seem to be doing enough to get over the line, which is one way is good, but I think we're going to have to step up the performance on Saturday, because a lot of people, you know, are saying that we've, you know, Jim's got a bit of depth in the squad, and he's certainly done that from the point of view of, you know, now young Finbar Rorty is a regular starter. Obviously we have Michael back, but by the two of them, obviously most of the rest of the panel have been there thereabouts this last couple of years. But if anything, Armagh's panel has deepened even further, because I think it was 6 or 7 players that started the All-Ireland final last year only started against Tyrone. And obviously they've a couple of fines on young McCormick and McQuillan have started the last couple of games. Callum O'Neill around the middle of the field, he kicked 3 points against Tyrone. You know, players like this that have, you know, that sort of maybe been in the background but didn't feature last year, all of a sudden, you know, Kieran McGinney now is probably men that played in an All-Ireland final last year, ready, pushing to come back as well. So it's going to be a big task for Donegal. You know, we're going to really need a big performance to get over the line this week.
Yeah, going by what you're saying then, you feel Donegal actually haven't hit top gear yet in the championship, and if it is the case, they're going to need to find that top gear on Saturday.
That's what I feel like. You know, when even the atmosphere at the games, Oisin, I would have felt, especially that day in Balbuffet, it felt very much like Donegal people expected Donegal to one, and Derry people expected Derry to lose, and there was no real, you know, it didn't hit that championship fever. You know, we always seemed to have that other gear that we'd step up. Monaghan, to be fair, which we always knew Monaghan were going to put up a decent challenge like they always do to Donegal, and to be fair, you know, it's a game that could have went to extra time, but you still felt the Donegal every time they had to step it up. They did do that. And again, you know, I'm sure Jim wasn't happy against the performance against Down, because, you know, it was sloppy. We gave up a couple of goal chances. Now, probably the positive on that side, we created two or three goal chances. We got one. Probably should have had another two or three, and we may need that on Saturday evening. I think the team that can get goals on an Ulster final day, you know, they will be hard to beat, and that's something that we're going to have to try and focus on, to see can we get inside that Armagh defence and create a couple of goal chances, and hopefully we'll do that on Saturday evening.
Yeah. Obviously the role of the goalkeepers is hugely important, and sort of contrasting roles from Sean Patton and Ethan Rafferty, but Armagh have been boosted by Rafferty's return for the championship, and of course coming back in later in the league. Is that sort of the key area which could decide this game at the weekend between these two guys?
I think it definitely is, Austin, because obviously now where you've got to keep the three back, you know, and you can really, really put a big, big press on kickouts. And I'm, to be honest, I'm surprised, because I thought when they changed the rule on the keeper not being, you know, the keeper having to stay back, or an extra defender having to stay back, I thought actually Blaine Hughes would have probably come back into the goals for Armagh, because I thought, you know, Ethan wasn't going to get that opportunity to come up as much, you know. But as he showed in the semi-final, I think Jarlett Burns won the kick out and got hurt, but he managed to crawl back across the halfway line to let Ethan join the attack, and he was involved in the play that got them the one and score. But I think everyone knows that Sean Patton is probably still the best in the country at getting the kickouts away. I think that's going to have a big bearing in the match, and I think that's probably important, that hopefully, you know, Jason McGee's fit to start, Keelan McGonigal will be back, and if we can get the likes of Keelan and Jason and Michael and Kieran Thompson, Michael Lang and Kieran Thompson across the middle of the field and put a real squeeze on Ethan's kickouts. Now, to be fair to him, I think he had nearly a flawless performance against Tyrone and nearly got all the kickouts away against Tyrone in the semi-final, but I think it's something that Jim will definitely target. And I think it's hard to believe that, you know, that it could come down to a tale of kickouts and who can get the most kickouts away on Saturday, and who decides who wins the match.
Yeah, is it a different Armagh team now compared to last year? Because we've seen they had advantages of 5 points at certain stages in the Ulster final last year, and let that slip go, and ultimately lost on penalties. But then they went on to win an All Ireland, so they did. And I suppose it's back to the point earlier as well. We played them in the league, and we have to sort of discard that altogether. If you count out the league game earlier in the year, is this Armagh team maybe more dangerous, more clinical, maybe more savvy now going into this game this time around?
I think, Oisín, the big one is probably the your last term on them is more savvy. You know, I think obviously Armagh went into that Ulster final last year hadn't lost the previous one on penalties, and hadn't lost a couple of big matches on penalties. You know, just they seemed to be a team that couldn't get over the line. And listen, if we've been honest about it, when Armagh were 5 points up, I was standing up on the hill last year, and I thought the game was gone. You know, Niall O'Donnell kicked a spectacular score to get us back into the game. But Armagh had a couple of chances before that and didn't take them on. And I thought if Armagh had to get one more score, you know, we were probably gone. But I think that was sort of maybe just didn't have that confidence to go on, because they'd lost so many big games. Now, the difference this time around, they lost that big game. I thought it would have been very, very difficult for Kieran McGinney to lift them. But again, he unearthed a couple of guys last year, Grimley, that didn't play any Ulster Championship football and ended up being one of their best players in the All-Ireland series. So he ended up unearthing a few guys. They went on to win in All-Ireland, so that pressure of losing big matches now is gone from them. Obviously, the Ulster final is something that they'll be really keen to win, but I think they're even more dangerous this year, Oisín, because that pressure of, or that tag that was on them, that they choked in big games. Now, listen, penalty shootouts are a lottery, really, but they came out the wrong side of a lot of them. But they've got that monkey off the back, and they do seem to be a wee bit more relaxed when the games are going down the stretch, and they showed that against Tyrone, because, you know, they probably dominated loads of the game against against Tyrone. But then when Tyrone took the lead with a couple of minutes to go, you know, Armagh still, they stayed calm, and it's probably that confidence from one and all Ireland. You know, it gives you an extra 10-15% and, you know, confidence and momentum that you have that in the bank, and they probably showed that. So listen, I think they're probably a better team going in to this year's Ulster final than they were last year, and that makes them a dangerous proposition for Donegal.
So then, just on the senior men's decider, finally, what's it going to take from Donegal if they are to get over the line and retain the Anglo-Celt Cup? Because it's a difficult thing to win, but it can be even harder to retain it, so it can. But Donegal have an opportunity to do that again under Jim McGuinness. What's it going to take, Tony?
Yeah, it's going to take an unbelievable, savage performance from not only the starting 15, but you're going to have to have you know, 4, 5, 6 subs that are come on to make a real, real difference. You know, I think it's vital, Oisin, that we have our strongest 15. I know people say you like to hold a couple of players to come off the bench to make a difference, but to me, if Caelan McGonigal's fit, he's got to go back in there. If Jason McGee's fit, He's got to start in the middle of the field. I would also have Michael, and I would also have Oisin Gallan. You know, Oisin seems to be struggling with a wee bit of confidence at the minute to get his game back. But you don't be an all star last year and then become a bad player all of a sudden. I think it's just a confidence issue, and I think if Oisin can come in like he did, you know, and show the form that he showed in last year's Ulster final and kick a few early scores, I think that, you know, that breeds confidence not only for him but through the team. But they will need probably not only their best performance this year's championship, but probably the best performance since Jim comes back to retain this title. You know, but I've no doubt Jim. You know, Jim will have them ready, and you know, it's you know, to retain your Ulster title against all Ireland champions, Oisin would be absolutely fantastic on Saturday evening.
There is, of course, another game. The Donegal ladies are playing Armagh, the opening match at 3 o'clock. You've got a very, very keen interest, of course, in ladies football. You are the manager of the recently crowned Donegal Gaeltacht champions at Dunloe. I suppose, first of all, on that note in this section, Tony, a fully deserving one on Bank Holiday Monday over Termon down in Ardrahan. And I'm sure the girls will get a huge confidence lift of that now going into the championship later on in the year.
Yeah, Oisin, listen, I'll be completely honest, and I said it to the Gaelics, it wasn't one that I expected. You know, listen, Termon are still the standard bearers in ladies football in Donegal, and we played them last year in a league semi-final, and the Gaelics got a real eye-opener of you know, where we were compared to where Termon were. Listen, Monday we probably had nearly our strongest panel out, and the Gaelics played very, very well. I was just looking at it afterwards. I think we had 10 of our starting 15 were 19 years and younger. We had a couple of 15, 16-year-olds as well. We have a lot of good stuff coming through in the club, but I still thought it would be a wee bit too early. So, listen, absolutely brilliant to beat a team of the calibre of Termon. To want a senior Gaeltacht, as I said, it wasn't on the bingo card for the weekend, for the bank holiday weekend, but it's great. We've looked forward to an All Ireland now. But listen, Termon ladies, senior ladies, will still be the region hot favourites for the championship. But it'll give our girls a bit of a boost. And as I said, if it does anything, I think our senior county ladies are probably going in sort of as the same underdogs as we were on Sunday Saturday against Armagh, and hopefully that might give them a boost that these things can be done against the odds.
Yeah, and they can. And maybe Armagh ladies have an eye on an All-Ireland, and they may, it can happen at times that they may take the eye slightly off the task at hand, which at times can aid the opposition.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen it before where teams go on and region hot favourites, and listen, make no doubt about it, Oisin, the Armagh senior ladies are region hot favourites for Saturday, and that's not me saying it from a Donegal point of view. You know, if you consider they won the Division 1 title last year, they were beaten in All-Ireland semi-final last year, they were beaten in the league Division 1 final this year, and Donegal are in a transitional period. You know, you know when you lose the type of players of Niamh McLaughlin, Amy Boyle, Carr, you know, Katie Hare and Katie Long, I think there's probably 7 or 8 of the team that started the semi-final last year that are no longer available, and you've probably replaced that with all minors from last year, with some very, very, very talented minors. But it is a transitional period. But listen, I've seen the girls and a lot of their league matches in Division 2, and they've done very, very well with that amount. You know, with a new manager, James came in, he was a wee bit late coming in, but hey, to be fair, they got a couple of good early results away from home, and they managed to keep their Division 2 status, which was brilliant, very, very important. But it is going to be a big, big ask, because it's a very, very inexperienced team. But I'll get, you know, you'd be guaranteed that they'll be set up well, and you'd hope that if we're still in the game going into the last quarter, we could be in with a good chance.